We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Ron. Jeff Carter has spoken to the media. We're going to replay that for you in the 1 o'clock hour. In the meantime, let's take a dive into the mailbag today. Some very insightful questions, including one from my friend Malzi. But we'll start with this. And it was the lead question. Of course, people getting very curious now about the NFL draft, which is coming up. And I didn't even realize I was going to be on vacation that week, Ron, and that you were going to have to not only write a column but talk about it all week on the air.
Yeah,
until
it's
yesterday.
Funny, Joe. I'm
so
amazed.
Congratulations on
amazed
that.
Amazed you didn't realize that. I was kind of aware of that. I just was aware of it, that's all.
One man said, what position do you think the Steelers should address, and who do you think they'll pick? And then another said, will the Steelers take an edge rusher in the first round? And then I went to a site called SteelersNow.com, which I found very interesting. They compiled a bunch of mock drafts. And of players, it was 21 mock drafts they looked at. And four of them have the Steelers taking Tevin Jenkins, offensive tackle. Three of them have them taking Samuel Cosmi, offensive tackle. And then Jalen Mayfield, offensive tackle, is on two of them. Najee Harris is on two of them. And Jason Owe from Penn State is on two of them as an edge rusher. That's the one that I can't figure out is an edge rusher. Aren't they going to sink or swim with Highsmith on that side? And don't they have greater needs, even if an edge rusher is the highest rated player on their board? I just don't see that. Do you?
No, I don't see it, but I would hardly be shocked if that's the direction they go, because you mentioned Highsmith, right? You mentioned TJ Watt, right? Who else is behind them? They have nobody behind them. Literally nobody to speak of. And are those guys going to get through the whole year without injuries? A. B, we know that, TJ Watt leaves it all out there all the time. He taps out more than any great player I can remember in a long time. And I'm not saying that as a fault it's not like he's shortchanging you on the field, but they have nobody. Now, would I be surprised if they do it? A little bit, but I certainly wouldn't be shocked, Joe. And the other point there is, you said it, if he's the highest rated guy on their board, I think you got to follow the integrity of your draft board. It's not as if it's like a position that isn't of need, if that makes any sense.
It does, but even if he was the highest rated guy on my board, there's no way I'm taking that position as for depth. I'm just not doing it. I hear everything you said, and it's true, but I just can't pull the trigger on that when I have so many other needs, particularly on the other side of the ball. I just can't do that. If Najee Harris is on the board, I'm not taking the kid from Penn State. I just can't, but I do agree with you. I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, if they did it, I wouldn't be totally shocked. Our friend Malzi asks me, which of the following dying arts do you miss in sports most and why? Basketball, the mid-range game, baseball, hit and run, small ball tactics in general, or hockey, the open ice hip check? Ron?
Boy, I don't know that I miss any of those. I like small ball. Although I'm not a bunting guy, now I'm going to contradict myself, Joe. That's a tough question. I don't know. I don't know that I miss anything. How did you answer it?
I don't miss small ball at all. The mid-range game, not at all. But big-time hip check. The open ice hip check, Ron. Denny Potvin used to deliver those. Rob Blake, Scott Stevens, and, of course, the great Darius Kasparaitis. I miss that. And I miss crunching hits in hockey in general. You'll see one, yeah, once in a while. I just think it's gone. It's basically gone when you'd see players get crushed on the ice. And I thought that hip checks might come back in vogue with all the emphasis on headshots, which of course I completely understand, but they never did. They're gone. They're gone forever, hip checks.
It makes the game safer. Does that mean anything to you?
I don't know. Does it? Did hip checks injure people?
Well, Cam Neely got a hip check right from Alf Samuelson, knee to knee, kind of ended his career. He might tell you that it does.
I know. I've seen a lot of hits, though, injure people. I don't know that hip checks in particular did it more. They might have. I just don't know that. I just miss a well-placed, well-timed, crunching hip check in the open ice where guys had to keep their head up and be aware of who was on the ice. I don't know.
You still should keep your head up. I mean,
why? Nobody's going to hit you anymore unless it's Tom Wilson.
Yeah, well, okay. There's one example right there. That's enough of a reason to keep your head up, right?
Yeah. Of course, a couple of Penguins didn't earlier this year. All right, Ron. How does the NHL plan to have a Canadian team play an American team in the playoffs with the current restrictions? Excellent question, I thought.
Well, they wouldn't have to meet when? Until at least the third
mid-June.
Round.
Mid-June.
Mid-June. Yeah. You know, they've already lowered the standard for how long, you got to be isolated. It's now just a week as opposed to 2 weeks. I would think by then, with hockey at stake in Canada, they're going to find a way to make this work.
Yes, maybe a modified quarantine or something like that. I don't know. It's an interesting question. They've talked about the North Division champ playing its home games, in quotes, in a U.S. city. We'll see about that. It's intriguing. And lastly, a man who calls himself on Twitter Everything Sucks asks, what really is...
That's kind of like my attitude on life, Joe. Everything sucks.
Yeah, it's an interesting Twitter handle. What really is in bologna, Ron?
That is something I never touch. I never ate it as a kid. I wouldn't touch it because I have no idea what is in it. Some people like it. Some people like it fried, right? I can't touch it. I can't touch it, Joe.
Funny you should say that because as a kid, I used to love bologna. In fact, there used to be, we used to go to the butcher, and he would hand me, my dad would say, or my mom, would say, hey, can you get the kid a piece of bologna? And the guy would have bologna in a little plastic wrapper. It was a big moment in my day, and I loved bologna. But then I went and looked this up, Ron, and I haven't had it in a while, I must say. Bologna, according to journaltimes.com, is cooked smoked sausage made of cured beef, cured pork, or a mixture of the two. Okay, I can live with that. But then adding, the bologna might include choice cuts, depending on who's making it, but usually contains afterthoughts of the meat industry, organs, trimmings, end pieces, and so on. So it's the afterthoughts and the so on that lead me to very bad places, Ron, and I am never having a piece of bologna again.
Well, you know what? I don't need any kind of outside stimulus to stay away. I just am going to stay away because it just does nothing for me. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I didn't like it as a kid. And I never will have it again. I don't even remember having it as a kid. Maybe I just determined that I didn't like it. I always think, what's the matter with peanut butter sandwiches or ham sandwiches? I ate my share of those, not bologna, although some people like it.
afterthoughts. No. And then I yelled at this guy who calls himself Everything Sucks, and I said, you better not try to ruin steakums for me. I don't know exactly what's in steakums, Ron, but I know this. A nice cooked steakum with a little mayo and a couple pieces of Wonder Bread still does wonders for me.
Well, I've ate steakum before, too. I can handle that. Bologna, no.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.